This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, what is the cursed world that the Messenger, peace be upon him, has spoken about? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we are here talking about Islamic lifestyle. And one of the really interesting things that we find in some of these traditions, specifically, there's a tradition from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and he is speaking to one of his esteemed companions by the name of Abu Dharr Ghafari. And in this tradition, we find that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he talks about the world as being cursed, and he talks about the world as being wretched. Now, we kind of just want to talk about this when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle, right? What does this mean when the Messenger of Allah says that the world is wretched or is cursed or is low or is something that we should not be attached to? So what we're talking about is this worldliness. We're talking about this materialistic aspect of the world. We're talking about this hoarding and amassing of wealth, this greed for worldliness and material things, whether it is clothes or shoes or jewelry or houses or mansions or power, money, wealth, property. All of these things are a manifestation of worldliness and manifestations of what is known as dunya. And so it is these things which are cursed, and it is these things which are wretched. Now, why are they cursed and why are they wretched? That is because we find that the dunya and these separate different aspects that we talked about, what they do is that they attract the attention of human beings. They attract the attention of a believer and make that believer somewhat negligent and forgetful of the Almighty Allah, right? So it's like, you know, either you can be attracted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or you can be attracted to the materialistic world. So welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about this wretched and cursed world, which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi speaks about to one of his companions, Abu Dharr Ghafari. Now, we talked about that the manifestation of this kind of wretched world is, of course, this power and wealth and property and status and these kind of things. And we said, why is it wretched? Well, it is because these things, they take our attention away from the Almighty Allah. But there's another aspect here, and that is if these things do not distract us from Allah, and they're not done in a manner that is extravagant or luxurious, because sometimes we fall into that hole. You know, we are not necessarily attached to these worldly things, but we have so many of them that it practically is being, you know, materialistic and having a worldly aspect to ourselves. But if we're not doing it in luxury and extravagance, we are living a satisfied, contented life, you know, living within our, you know, natural means, and it is not distracting us from the Almighty Allah, then yes, we should have, you know, good clothes, clean clothes. We should have a nice car, a comfortable home, because all of these things in the end help us to be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and to be able to not be distracted with the various pitfalls that come about with poverty. And so by no means does Islam encourage poverty. Matter of fact, Islam encourages power and independence and stability, whether it is psychological, spiritual, physical, or financial.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.